Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
What are you doing in the off season? You got your top priority list. Who or what do you think has to be accomplished in the off season to kind of take the next step? And that to me should be the exciting thing. Like, all right, how do they make sure that it's not an exit in the American League Divisional Series? How do they make sure that throughout the season, we're not wondering and worrying about them making the playoffs as much as it is, okay, well, can they be the team that ends up being one of the best records in baseball? Maybe you think this year was actually 2013, except the playoff field expanded. So in 2013, if there was an extra wild card team like there is now, the Royals would have made the playoffs in 2013. Maybe you think this was 2013 and next year's 2014. I don't know, right? Everything's on the table. I think on the text line, there's some interesting suggestions, obviously, and I don't disagree with a lot of them.
I disagree with some of them, though, and I'd like that to be known.
We'll get to some of them. I think it's pretty obvious they need to find a corner outfielder. That goes without saying, right? I think everybody agrees with that has to be a priority.
Now,
there's realistic names and there's unrealistic names. Yes, I would love Juan Soto on the Royals too. Thank you very much. Let's be realistic. That's just not happening. But I'm also a fan of said move. Anthony Santander is an interesting one. 29 years old. You were looking at projections already and stuff like that on contracts. I don't know if he's going to get what's projected, but 5 for 90, no thank you. I don't think
that was SpotTrack's estimate.
That seems crazy. But is he a 2 or 3 year deal? Might be something to look at.
I think the number one offseason priority, because so many of these guys have control. Like I see lock up Cole Reagans. They can, but they can also just pitch Cole Reagans for the next 4 years without paying him if they don't want to pay him. Mm-hmm. They should want to pay him, but you get the point, is that that is not top of the priority list. Number one priority is to ensure what you are doing with your starting five. Before you even get to a corner outfield bat, you better be damn sure who your starting five pitchers are right now. Because right now, the answer of who are the rock solid, no question, 1 and 2 starters on this team? Reagans and Lugo.
Yes.
Can't guarantee me Singer because of all the trade rumors that have boiled up over the last 2 years. Can't guarantee me Waka because he can opt out on an $18 million deal. Can't guarantee me Kyle Wright coming off an injury is an option. Can't guarantee me maybe Lorenzen. Maybe he's your five. But that means you're still looking at 3 and 4 starters. You're going to be like, oh, Kyle Wright's
the Lorenzen, you'd have to go sign him. I mean, he's not under contract.
Yeah,
so he's a free agent. He's maybe like any other name, though. I know he was with the club, has a relationship now with the club, but he's no different than us plucking any name in free agency.
And so I don't have anybody guaranteed after the first two starters in the rotation. And seeing how I just saw this rotation lead this team into a postseason berth, before you do anything, before you find a guy who can hit homers, before you find a leadoff hitter, before you find some other bullpen arms, you better lock down parts of the rotation. If you're not trading Brady Singer, okay, well, then you're up to 3. But then you got to talk yourself into, is Kyle Wright going to bounce back after the injury? Is Daniel Lynch a starter again? How much free agency dollars do we need to put on it? Do we think Chandler Champlain, whatever it is,
sure,
you know that you better start looking for viable major league starters, which means you probably have to have a conversation with Waka first, because if he's not opting out and you're not trading Singer, well, then fine. No big deal. 4 out of 5. Are kind of locked into position.
You'll figure out the fifth at that point with a bunch of names that you threw out there. Yeah, Waka's the biggest question. Just what is he going to decide to do? My guess is, Cody, is he's probably opting out. Doesn't mean he can't come back, but it wouldn't surprise me if he opts out unless they were
to outperform the contract.
You know, yeah, he should, you know, for his own personal benefit, he should see what the market is. And I think maybe he will. I actually believe he would like to be back in Kansas City. But as we all know, it's not always that simple. It's about the dollars and cents, and we'll see. But if he's not back, actually, you know, there's some uncertainty there. But based on this front office and their ability to go and acquire a Seth Lugo, acquire Michael Wacha himself this past offseason, you know, I have faith in terms of their pro level evaluation to go in free agency. And yes, cost effective is always going to be part of the equation, whether it's adding an option year to make it happen or giving a few more bucks up front, whatever it may be in the first year, that kind of stuff, that has to happen. But also they've shown that they Cole Reagans, Wacha, Lugo, they're really good at evaluating big league talent at the pitching level right now. They are. I know past history, it ultimately is we're going to have to talk about developing guys in the minors and see what that next crop of players are going to be. But at the big league level, this current regime has done a really good job at evaluating pitching, whether
and
it's
identifying
in terms
talent.
Of from other clubs, or, you know, Seth Lugo was a free agent last year. So was Michael Wacha. So I have more faith going into this offseason about, all right, who's that veteran that nobody's mentioning right now? If they think if it's not in the organization, but a veteran that they have to go out and find, who's next year's Michael Wacha? You know what I'm saying? Like who's next year's Seth Lugo? Not saying they're going to replicate the exact numbers, because those were home runs. And I don't know if you're going to ever hit on two free agent pitchers the way they just did, but I feel better about their process. I'll tell you that.
I absolutely do. And I think that that's part of what it is that I've just identified at this point that they've made this work better. Can I give you one under the radar flying?
Okay.
Because it is once again a player option, so it's pretty clear that it'll probably go that way. What if you made like a small trade and let them eat the money because the Diamondbacks don't want Jordan Montgomery anymore? Oh, it
was
work.
Brutal this year.
It did not work.
Brutal.
There. I know, but like Wacha was also coming off a not very good year.
Yeah.
He fits Kauffman Stadium's dynamics. That was a player that got kicked around a little bit, but was too expensive towards the end. I think he's just got a 1 year option on that thing that's like conditional player related. And so we'll see. But I'm just saying, like, if you were taking a flyer on a guy, that's the kind of player I'd take a flyer on if I were just looking to do it in the cheap. Because right now, they just want him out of the organization. Did you hear their owner the other day? He's like, I bombed that. I should have never told him.
Wow,
to go
that
sign
whole
the
offseason
guy.
Was botched because he's a Boris client, right?
Oh yeah, he was trying to hold out for like $200 million dollars.
He didn't
nuts.
Sign until was it like the day before the season or something?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not being exact, but I think it was pretty.
It
sure
was.
It was
within
that.
A week, yeah. Probably. Yeah,
maybe that led to some of his performance, but
I like players like that. If I'm the Royals looking to increase my positioning on this, you as a team are going to have to play a different sport sometimes from the. Well, we're going to take our chances on guys we think will bounce back, even if they're not working in other organizations. That's sometimes the way that it goes if you're the Royals, because you're going to always be kneecapped by the salary cap and the constraints that come with that, you know?
I hear you on the starting pitching, because we saw that that's what ultimately carried this team and why they were in this spot heading into the postseason. It was because of Wacha and Lugo and Reagans. 100% with you, so that's why you're saying, hey, that's your first priority. I do think, though, in the postseason at times this year, certainly when Vinny went down, we found out, though, that you are way too reliant on
3-4-5.
You know, and I think there's a challenge there when you're
2-3-4.
In this size market, like you're not your eighth hitter. You're not the Dodgers where you have three MVP winners batting in your lineup. I mean, that's just not happening in Kansas City.
That sounds cool, though.
It does sound.
I am interested.
It does sound kind of cool. I hope the Padres beat them, though. But you have to have some other pieces that you know, whether it's even a Tommy Pham type. I'm not even, you know, we always talks about Flau just looking at some of the power numbers on that, but also like. You know, we mentioned in the 14 or 15 team, they just had some guys that found a way to frankly
pro at bats
win and have professional at bats that weren't star players. And Tommy Pham definitely was that for this team in the month and a half that he was with the club. You know, guys like that are going to have to be part of the equation that can take a little bit of the load off of Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny during the regular season, too.
This is what I still hate about baseball, though. It all still applies to the same thing. Like you're saying, I hope the Padres beat him. I do, too. Padres did not have a small payroll themselves, but it was not the Dodgers' payroll, not the Mets' payroll, not the Yankees' payroll, Because when you start going through these things and you're like, you and I earlier in the show had said, in the end, it might have boiled down to one simple thing. The Yankees had more talent. They were the more talented team, and they won. Not the better coach, not the better star, or any of the things we're talking about. We're not comparing Judge to Bob. We're just, they had more talent. Well, yeah, probably could. When four players on the Yankees make the entire Royals payroll combined, like, I mean, just Judge, Cole, Stanton, and Soto. I don't have to add a single other player into the mix to make the entire Royals payroll. So that's it. Look, I would like them to probably also add a corner bat that can hit for some power. Like, I would also be interested in Santander. I see the names. Santander, Jurickson, Profar. These are names that also interest me. Makes sense for the Royals, could be inside their budget depending on what the market dictates on their end. I'm just saying you can't go into a season again not knowing about 1 through 5, because this year they were more prepared 1 through 7, I would argue, than in any year in 10 years. And by making that decision, they were a playoff team.
The one thing, and I know at the end it didn't feel this way because of the injury to Vinny Pasquantino, but the other challenge is, and this goes for every team, but they were actually a very healthy team in 2024.
Yeah,
they really were. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, they missed some time here and there, but nobody missed like long stretches.
I mean, you look at other teams across base. This was a, you want to call it luck or whatever. I don't know, right? But like,
starting rotation stayed healthy.
They were a pretty healthy team until the thumb injury that really hurt this offense, we all know. So that's the other thing to factor in when we're talking about the pitching next year. Like, the chances of you having a full rotation, only having a, you know, like, I think Walker was on the IL for 15 days maybe or
Lorenzen
something.
Lorenzen missed a month or whatever.
But he was a late addition. He was, you know, he was a factor, but he wasn't the guy all year. What I'm, you know, that's the other challenge that you might have next year you didn't have this year. Lugo and Reagans were healthy the entire season, and they pitched a career high in innings.
Both.
And that's pretty special, you know, that's pretty remarkable. Replicating some of that could be, you know, is another thing that could be challenged.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Drink. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.